Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Orlando International Airport's radio station is designed with travelers in mind. If you're traveling to Orlando or planning a trip there soon, click to listen to Fly MCO Radio for travel tips, weather, flight information, and more. It's a virtual audio escape with a great blend of music from today's biggest hits to your favorite songs from decades past. Fly MCO Radio is all about bringing the Orlando experience to you wherever you are. Click now to listen live or download the free MCO app or radio.com app to be one click away from a great Orlando escape.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Base hit right field. One run is in. Byers is going to try to score. He slides. He scores. Cubs win. Two-run single. Alex Avila.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves are putting the final pieces in place to defend their Central Division title, be there October 14th for the home opener at the Allstate Arena. Tickets starting at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Bears are going through practice up at Halas Hall at this hour in preparation for Sunday's preseason contest down in Nashville. We'll hear from John Fox later regarding practice, but we'll also hear from him right now regarding running back Tariq Cohn, who has certainly been fun to watch so far.
He's been impressive all camp. You know, I think fans just see a lot of the games, and, you know, the ones that come out to practice get to see, but we get to watch it every day. And he's a tremendous young player, got a great spirit and mindset about him, and we're excited to have him.
And he certainly was impressive the other night, 77 yards on just 11 carries. And the Denver Broncos have decided on their starting quarterback. It will be Northwestern alum Trevor Siemian. The White Sox have decided to call up Carson Fulmer from AAA. He'll pitch today's second game against Minnesota. Carlos Rodon will go in the opener. As for the Cubs, it's a day off. They'll have some rest today. Then they'll travel to Cincinnati later this afternoon for tomorrow night's game against Cincinnati. And Detroit's Ian Kinsler, he's $10,000 lighter. That was the total of his fine for his comments towards umpire Angel Hernandez last week. Do you think you know fantasy football? If you do, then The Score and Great Clips want you to come out to Illinois Media School in Chicago from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight to audition for your chance to be the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert and join The Score's fantasy show for 1 hour each Sunday. It's brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by State Farm. State Farm here to help life go right. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast tomorrow, beginning at 5:30. That'll be Mark Grody's pregame show, followed by the game against Cincinnati, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Dave Knapp's 1-0. Almora hits a little looper back of second. Barney going out. That's a base hit. Another run is going to score. Baez goes to third safely. Now hung up between first and second, and now breaking for the plate. Baez, the throw home. He slides in. He's out. He is out at the plate. Baez thought that they missed the tag. Baez out at home as he's shaken up. I think he's okay. It's an RBI single for Almora. On the play, Hayward scores. It's going to be at least 3-1. Baez slid in, tried to avoid the tag by Montero. This is a long conversation, and finally here it comes. He's out at the plate.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
203 on WSCR, The Score, the Bernstein and Goff Show. Steve Rosenblum is in today, and I was not quite sure exactly what was being discussed in the adjudication of that call. Were they looking at the tag? Were they looking at where they did the hand brush the plate? Were they looking at, was there an illegal blocking of the plate that didn't allow for a proper path to the plate, which is then mitigated by the right of the fielder to accept the throw and apply the tag? You're allowed to field the ball wherever it may bring you. So however it looked, I was thinking that maybe the right thing to do there, and I think Coomer said it, you've got to knock him down.
Exactly.
You've got to run into him at that point.
But the clear path rule has its own flexible, fluid parameters. And I would argue that Miguel Montero really wasn't taken to the baseline as much as he wanted it to get into the baseline.
Allowed himself to be.
And you do have to knock him over, but runners have been taught it's safe to slide head first at home because they have to give you a clear path. In that case, no. And Javi should have run him over because he was in the way. So this is a horrible rule, a horrible adjudication, I think, because it's wrong. And this has become baseball's version of what's a catch.
Well, is that a rule problem?
Yes.
Or is that, okay, but
because they just interpreted it.
Had Baez plowed him over, is he automatically out?
No, because the guy's in the baseline.
That's what I'm thinking. Legally, though, he's legally in the baseline.
Chris, their interpretation might be different. What's a catch? That's what.
Right.
That's
we'll find out.
Baseball just made that, and you can imagine this. Both rules in a championship game, in a game seven, in the World Series, in the Super Bowl. What's a catch in the Super Bowl? A play at the plate in the World Series. I could see that happening. NHL got. In 99, the NHL was in a whole...
Okay, but by rule, they didn't get it wrong. You're not saying...
No, it's an interpretation.
Okay, you're not saying the call was wrong.
Yeah, I am. I am. He got in the way. The way they covered their backside was, well, the throw apparently took him that way. Did it? Or did he just want to go that way because this is his former team and I dare you to knock me over? Or he's found a weakness in the rule. He's found a weakness that I can just say it's that. And I know the runners. I could say that I was taken into it by the throw.
But that's part of the judgment then. It's going to be part of the judgment in New York to say, yeah, he's fudging it a little bit. And he did too much to let the throw take him there.
But he also knows that he's not going to get run over. Because the runners have been trained, taught, it's been drilled into them. You don't have to worry about knocking anybody over.
Okay, so what's the proper response then? Maybe if you think it's correct, maybe you tell your base runners.
Kill him.
If the throw has brought him there and he is in your way, you have right of way.
Go to home plate, no matter what's in your way. You know where home plate is. It hasn't moved in 150 years. That's where it's going to be. If he's in your way, he will get you. You knock him over, knock the ball loose, or he's there illegally, and they'll give you the run. Because I don't think leaving it the way it is. They're leaving. What if that's the last? What's that? The final play of the World Series? What if Chris Bryant had to throw home instead of Anthony Rizzo in Game 7?
I just want Chris Bryant to throw it somewhere on target.
That Rizzo can catch it? Yeah. Yes. That's really a thing. You know, the Cubs have found a way to make you crazy, but they've done. I keep coming back to this. Nobody who wins a World Series comes back to make the playoffs. But they're in perfect situation to do that. And they're playing just well enough to do it in a division that isn't playing well enough to do it. And you see some spectacular things. Jake Arrieta, he's back to that guy the last 2 months.
But he's a completely different guy when you actually look at how gotten there. It's an incredible story.
Yeah.
And we talked to him about it. And about his, what I find remarkable about Jake is that he's the rare athlete who is great at doing something and great at talking about how he does that thing.
He is.
And wants to. Because we've all been around athletes who are great at something and are terrible at talking about it. Athletes who are great at something and great at talking about it but refuse to. Because it's either nobody's business or they worry about once they hear it, it's not going to be the
paranoia.
Same for them. Or it's just something.
It's the paranoia of giving away secrets.
Not just that. Sometimes it's physiological that they think that, you know, talking something into existence changes whatever that mental relationship mm-hmm. they have with their swing thoughts or whatever you want to call it. The guys just don't like it. They don't like talking about it. And here's Arrieta, who's fearless about talking about it. And if you go back with the interviews he did just with this show, every step of the way, about his the angle of his shoulders or where his landing foot is or where he is on the rubber, how tall he's standing. He's told you everything, completely open about it. And then you start to see it
work. Why do you think that is? I have a theory. Why do you think it is?
Well, a cynic would say he's preparing for his time as a broadcaster and he's already put out enough on tape.
I don't think it's that complex.
He's proven that this guy is going to be great as an analyst, or makes him feel better about it.
I think it is supreme confidence that I'll tell you what I'm going to throw a curve and you can't hit it.
The Amos Alonzo stag. Here's my playbook for this.
Yes,
week.
The
opposite of John Fox.
Yes, that's okay. It. Well, he doesn't have a playbook yet.
He's working.
And the Len Casper, he'll be on later. He tells a story going back a year. He just happened to see him. I said, give me your snapshot of the Cubs from 2016. And this was at the end of the year. And he had talked about seeing Jake it was early in the year in Phoenix. And he saw him at a Starbucks, getting a cup of coffee in the morning and talking about whatever Jake had just done. He goes, at some point in the conversation, he said, you know, I'm going to throw another no-hitter. And that's what that's the Jake Arrieta that Len Casper would talk to you about, that if he's throwing it and he's throwing it the way he says he's going to throw it, the batter has no chance. I think he is a supremely confident guy and he's just going to, you know, the whole Texas thing. I'm bigger than life. It's coming at you and you can't hit it.
And when you have really good breaking stuff, that's often true. Most people can hit a great fastball, even a well-located fastball. Even somebody is going to barrel up, but you know it takes a pretty special major league hitter to hit a special major league curveball.
It does. Although I will say this, when asking Henry Aaron the worst, what's the toughest pitch you ever saw, and he said it wasn't a 100-mile-an-hour pitch. It was Koufax's pitch at 92 that moved at the end. So a fastball with movement scared him worse than a curveball. He thought he could catch up to that, and he thought he could time it. And the fastball that moved at the end, that was a thing. That was a thing. But what you're talking about is Jake is the guy who has worked all the breaking pitches, reworked them, and he sort of repurposed his body and his arm and his arsenal, which is unbelievable the way he's been able to do that.
And he also, if you noticed, there were some 94s in there. So it's not like he's lost all this. I did not notice that. The velocity's come back a little bit amid all of this. Because remember, there was the velocity crisis early.
Especially in a year where the guns were supposed to be higher.
Well, because they're measuring it differently. They're measuring out of hand instead of at the plate.
But yeah, but the numbers were, the number you would get was supposed to be.
The Cubs were down across the board.
Yeah.
All down. Hendricks down. Lester down.
Everybody. They didn't study for their tests.
Well, I guess that shows.
They didn't cramp.
Shows you what the human body goes through when you pitch into November and what it takes to recover and how they were all right about it, because it sounds like voodoo when they sort of say, well, you know, this is how what happens. Like, how can that possibly be collectively with these different ages or totally different pitching profiles? But it's starting to come back. You know, Hendricks is getting there a little bit. His downward action has been better. His velocity is a little bit higher. The guy that. It's just every time when I see Koji Uehara, I know he's got his fabulous moneymaker of a split finger pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's throwing fastballs up in the zone, it looks like everybody's going to hit a home run every time. Just judging by the way they swing at that pitch, he's terrifying me. Mm-hmm. And the idea, this Cubs high leverage bullpen right now with Wilson at the zoo in the thing.
Right.
I do not have high hopes for this high leverage playoff bullpen. I think they're going to be fine in winning the division, but who do you really trust? give him the ball and go get me some big outs other than Wade Davis, and even he's had his moments.
I don't trust any of them, but I would say that about every bullpen except Kansas City's a couple years ago, because they had the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning. That was it. It was over. You're playing a little league game. If you don't win it in six, you're not going to win it. I trust different people at different times. I understand what Joe's going through when trying to bring in guys. This is the guy most probably going to get an out. That's what I want, and that's how he's done it until a guy doesn't do it for a couple of times. That's a really tough way to go. They've pitched a lot of innings too. Let me ask you where you are on Jose Quintana. Here's where I am. I go crazy when he pitches now. And yet all of a sudden I look up and there's a quality start. I'm not handling Jose Quintana very well. I go, come on. Oh, I don't want the pitches rung up. I want him throwing strikes. That's what I remember him doing. Oh, come on. Okay, six innings, two runs. He gives his team a chance to win.
That was kind of like Jack McDowell. Remember when he'd give up a lot of hits because he was threw a lot of strikes?
And Jack Morris. There was a similarity between Morris and McDowell. You're right. That's it. Guys, and he get out of it.
They're around the plate. They end up, as long as he's, like you say, a quality start, and so people know that is six or more innings pitch with three or fewer earned runs.
Mm-hmm.
That correlates to the team winning 70% of the time. So the answer is, if you could be guaranteed a quality start every time you take it, if you know that pitcher is going to make you a 70% likelihood of victory, that's fine.
And he's there seemingly, what is there, one start that he hasn't?
When he's bad, though, he's bad.
But he looks like he's going to trend bad early in a game, and then all of a sudden, oh, he's in the six. He's gone through six, and there's two. It's more. Maybe I had great hopes for him after watching him pitch for the Sox. Knew what he was capable of. Knew how good he was. How underrated he was. And then he had that tremendous start against Baltimore in his Cubs debut. And I realize it's not always going to be like that. You have to be Jake Arrieta of 2015 to do that. But I'm not handling his starts well. There's almost a Jay Cutler-ness to this.
Like, it's happening again.
Yes, and the bullpen, I feel the same way. The bullpen is a lot of Jay Cutler.
Well, that's Koji and I are not getting along well at this point.
He says nice things about you.
I'm sure he does, but it doesn't look good to me. Because I watch the reaction of hitters.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see the way they get so mad at themselves when they foul it off. And sometimes there are pitchers that live on that edge. And there are pitchers who look easier to hit than they are, and they just spend an entire career pissing guys off. Because they think, why did I not hit that guy? But that's not how some of the Koji stuff looks to me. These look like spicy meatballs coming up there, and guys are just missing them.
A lot of split-finger guys look like they're almost like Rivera walking the edge. Rivera always knew what he was going to do. Knew where to put it, knew he could put it there.
The cutter, you're saying.
Yeah.
His was the cutter.
Right? The cutter, the split finger. Those guys are very similar in that they believe they can put it exactly where they need to put it. It's going to break right where it should break.
If the trust in the catcher is there to know that it's not going to squirt past him and be a complete disaster.
Like if you're Osuna throwing to Rafi Lopez?
Oh, that poor guy last night.
He got beat up and the balls are squirting all over the place. He doesn't know where to throw.
He takes one off the thigh and another one off the... That hurts, man. I'm sorry. That is...
And you know what? There's still... That team that had that bottom of the 10th inning is still has their wild card shot. They're not totally eliminated. They're not, even though it should be, that's really a horrible American League wild card race.
This segment brought to you by Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's slices their all natural meats and fresh veggies in-house every day. They bake their bread fresh right where you can see it every single day since 1983. That's Jimmy Fresh. That is Steve Rosenblum in for Jason Goff on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Got some reaction to how to solve this catcher's home plate, blocking the plate, Buster Posey rule issue to make it fair for everybody and make sure that the base runners are in a proper mentality, both for what is allowed per the rule and is smart and safe to protect their bodies. Because you don't want guys going out of their way to run into things they shouldn't run into, because that's bad for you too.
It's all bad, but sometimes it's unavoidable. And I'd rather have, in this case, I'd rather have contact among the players settle it, as opposed to somebody on replay interpreting what a guy's body movement was indicating.
That's Rosenblum. I'm Bernstein. This is The Score.
Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio talks with the Mullion Hanley Show Wednesday mornings at 8.
You know, we're trying to do our best, try to put these, you know, complete games together, because you're going to need pitching, defense, and offense to win a game every night.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Cubs. Brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Introducing the new Genesis G80 at rosengenesis.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Some MLB umpires wore white wristbands over the weekend, which prompted the question, why are some MLB umpires wearing white wristbands? Is it a reaction to Charlottesville? Maybe the crisis in Venezuela? The opioid epidemic that is devastating communities around this country? Nope. The biggest problem facing the world right now is the fact that players and managers are yelling at umpires. Of all the things in the world to be protesting right now, these guys pick this. Do you realize how utterly clueless you seem? This has got to be the worst cause ever. And even they knew it, because less than a day later, they stopped wearing their wristbands. It's not about you, Blue. And throwing on white armbands to protest escalating verbal attacks on umpires is the biggest way ever to make it about you. A dumb idea from the start. And the only good part of that protest was the end of it. I'm Jim Rome.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. Bullandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved, because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
As a small business owner, you know controlling costs is an important aspect of improving your bottom line. Consumers Energy is here to help you manage your energy use and lower the cost of running your business. With our wide variety of energy efficiency programs, including rebates for upgrading your facility, you have the power to take control of your energy use. Consumers Energy can help your business save today. Click Start Saving to find out more. Consumers Energy. Let's do business together.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
So is it fair to describe the Bears organization as scared?
I don't think scared is fair.
You trade up and you draft the franchise quarterback, and then you don't give him a chance to win the job when the guy who is in front of him looks bad.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Tonight on CBS, it's about to get real. Their families have called this place home for generations, but now, inch by inch, their home is sinking.
It seems like paradise.
But it is a paradise that we are losing. The tides keep on coming and taking away our land.
Will they become the planet's first refugees of climate change and be forced to make a life-changing choice?
How can we survive?
Paradise Lost on CBSN On Assignment, tonight at 10, 9 Central on CBS.
This summer,
Big Brother is back.
Cut off from the outside world, 16 strangers will live in a house of temptation.
Bring it on!
Cameras will watch their every move. Microphones will record their every word.
Let the games begin.
Now, for every temptation they take,
I want it all.
Someone else is gonna pay.
This is one twisted twist.
Don't miss a minute.
Give in to your temptation.
Big Brother, CBS Sunday, Wednesday, and live Thursday.
In White Plains, New York.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So the eclipse is over. We're all alive. The dragon
and
has let go of the sun.
Is over.
And you can cancel the post game show.
All right.
So that was it, right? That was it.
That's it. And now Stevie Sunshine is back with you.
Okay. All right. So that
and our president looked up at it without proper eyewear.
There's a Reuters photo of the president staring at the sun with no special glasses, doing exactly what you're told you're not supposed to do, which opens up all kinds of possibilities for what we
it's
should
right
be telling
there for
him
you.
To do.
Just imagine
right?
We said them all.
I'll tell you this, too, that I don't care how old I get. The Blue Angels.
And you're headed there fast, by the way.
The Blue Angels will never not be cool.
Mm.
And I was watching the F-22 from my porch upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, whether it's the Thunderbirds, the Blue Angels, it will just something that fast, that cool, with that kind of precision, that's never going to stop being awesome.
That power.
Right. It's not necessarily awesome when they're going to other countries to blow up brown people. That's not the fun part, but when you see like the engineering, the power, the what they're capable of doing, and the skill of the pilots, it's always going to be awesome. And yes, Dad, you're still stopping to watch? Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
You better believe I am, because it's amazing to me.
And it pisses off Steve Traxel. That's always the greatest. That's the greatest moment. I had been in. I remember being in Wrigley for several Blue Angel Air and Water Show weekends, and the steep track. And it does. It's a jolt. It is powerful. It is with authority that they are owning you.
Authority. Yep.
And the fact that Steve Traxel, who gets mad, people hit home runs off him.
Right.
People get mad. This is a guy who took a half an hour between pitches, and he's getting mad at airplanes that fly faster than the speed of sound.
These stupid F-16s, stupid FA-18 Hornets, damn it. Yeah. Thunderbirds are still F-16s, right?
I don't know.
I think they are.
Not an airplane guy.
I
want leg room. I don't really care what it is. Just give me leg room.
So would you decline a ride along in one of those just because of leg room issues?
Yeah. Let David Ross go, and then he can jump. So, by the way, it was more David Ross this weekend.
God, stop.
Why? Why is he? Why does it bother you? He's the best backup catcher jackpot since Bob Uecker. Let him enjoy it. What's wrong? What has he done?
I guess
to you?
That's right. That parlaying that career since Uecker's done all right for himself. He's got a long way to go to catch Uecker.
My God, he was on the Tonight Show. He was Johnny. He was a regular guy, Mr. Baseball, going on Johnny.
Was Garagiola a backup or a starter?
Both, and he had a prime part in role in I think the 46 World Series the Cardinals won.
That's your team photo, though. If you're talking about backup catchers, making something more.
Okay, so Garagiola to Uecker
to Rossi
to Ross.
Did he get a sitcom like Mr. Belvedere?
Mr. Belvedere, I forgot about that. Well, I had him.
Hey
on,
man, you
I had
him on Belvedere.
I had him on Project
Quick draw,
Runway.
Tannehill over there.
But see, here's what I got an email. All right, we'll talk about this afterwards. David Ross's value.
Okay.
Scoreboard update.
2:30, and from the Chicago Wolves update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves are putting the final pieces in place to defend their Central Division title, be there October 14th for the home opener at the Allstate Arena. Tickets starting at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. 2 for the price of 1, starting a little bit after 4 o'clock this afternoon at Guaranteed Rate Field, as the White Sox and Twins do battle in a twin bill. Carlos Rodon going in the opener. Carson Fulmer up from AAA, he goes in the nightcap. As for the Cubs, they will be in Cincinnati tomorrow to open up a road trip. The Cubs are coming off a weekend sweep of the Blue Jays, but still plenty of concern regarding some of the pitchers in the bullpen, and specifically newly acquired Justin Wilson, who has allowed 9 walks in less than 6 innings of work. Here's Alex Avila, who has caught Wilson for a long time.
No, I haven't seen him like this ever, as far as his command, but you know, like I was saying before, I mean, that's, you know, guys will go through stretches like that. You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, his is going right now.
And one other Cub note, Anthony Rizzo, the National League Player for the Week, after hitting .429 with 13 RBIs, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will soon get a 5-year contract extension, which runs through 2024. The next year, there's another solar eclipse. The BMW Championships are returning to Conway Farms in Lake Forest this September. Join the Scores, Bernstein and Goff, Friday for a live broadcast inside the BMW Championship experience at 2 North Riverside Plaza in downtown Chicago, 1 to 5:30 in the afternoon. Test your skills at the Scores Putting Challenge. Talk Chicago sports and enter to win great prizes. Visit cbschicago.com/events for more information. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way tomorrow, 5:30, Mark Brody's pregame show prior to the game against the Reds in Cincinnati. All right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get .com.
First in a golf show with Rosenblum in today. You said there's a letter you wanted to get to?
I got an email from somebody who saw that David Ross was jumping out of the airplanes and had reached the point he's sick of David Ross.
Right. Who was it, the Golden Knights he's with, or something like that?
Or the Vegas Knights.
Members of Golden Earring. Yeah,
Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah. All right. I got it. And my response was this. First of all, I don't begrudge him that. I think it's wonderful what he's done. He is a charismatic guy. He means well. I don't think there's a conniving bone in his body. But for the way this city, this baseball city, had always celebrated chokers and losers, what's wrong with letting a guy who won something on a team for the first time in 108, 189 years, let him enjoy?
Meanwhile, they're booing Miguel Montero.
Who hit the grand slam. Right. He drove in that golden run, by the way.
Busted his ass for you, yes. For a champion.
So yeah. I think being sick of David Ross is more, you should be more sick of all of the 69 Cubs, the 84 Cubs, the 89.
Oh, and I am.
Of course. They never won anything. They didn't win the World Series. Here's a guy who did, was a part of it.
He homered. Yeah.
He homered. And you're begrudging him anything? This is the golden ticket, a Cubs World Series.
And he knows it, and he's cashing it in.
Good for him. I'm fine with him.
I think the golden tickets are the name of the skydiving troupe.
Yeah. So anyways, I think that's bad for him. You can't sit there and love all the 69 Cubs and tell me David Ross is annoying. Because
yeah, Randy Hundley's great, but this David Ross.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, no. He homered. He was in a World Series. It's just, I don't get it. And you're allowed to be sick of whoever you want. I'm just not with you on that.
West Side, this is Sam on The Score. Hello, Sam.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Sure weren't that way in 2006, were we? I got a question about what do you guys think about the umpires wearing the white wrists to protest managers arguing with them? What the heck was that?
I couldn't really figure that out. They were mad about what Ian Kinsler said about Angel Hernandez, I guess. And Kinsler was not artful in his comments, but he's right.
He sort of pulled a Montero only about the umpires.
Exactly.
He was dead on.
Yeah.
Just the wrong forum, but I can't.
And he got fined and the whole thing, but yeah, the victimization of umpires, you're gonna have to put a little longer case together for me to go with you as a major league umpire somehow being victimized by ill treatment.
I think they did an excellent job, the umpires, of getting their point across. Look how quickly baseball said, okay, the commissioner will talk to you. They didn't want to see the white bandages. Game after game after game.
But when
day
Joe
after
West
day
is one of the guys
day.
Doing it, though,
everybody
Joe,
was
getting, Joe West was a guy censured for his treatment of a player.
Uh-huh.
So you know, come on, man.
Well, but it was very effective. I give the umpires credit because this got baseball said, okay, we'll do this. They got it. The umpires got their point across in a hurry. They're not still wearing the white gauze. It looked like Johnson & Johnson tape on their arms.
Here is a response to our earlier discussion regarding the Bears and the quarterback situation, and this is from Stonecutter, who says, Rosenblum, that's some bad hot takery. This idea that the Bears are beholden to Glennon because they made him a promise and breaking it is somehow going to hurt the Bears is just silly. Football players, and NFL players specifically, get lied to all the time about their health, about their contract status, about their job security, and while they're getting lied to, very few of them get $15 million guaranteed for their trouble. They should also know Glennon's bad. They can identify that Trubisky might be good. They know who should start. The Bears' money's still green. If Trubisky's good, nobody's going to care about broken promises. They'll come sign with the team, and if Trubisky sucks, Everything else is moot. None of this is to say they should start Glennon. They shouldn't. But keeping him on the field when there's a better player on the bench hurts the Bears way more than breaking any promise to him. As an aside, I'd like to recommend not throwing away your eclipse glasses. They will come in handy all September, as doctors have warned that if you stare directly at Justin Wilson, you could sustain permanent eye damage.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Defaulting to the money excuse, the money covers, deodorizes everything, sounds like a bunch of hot takery, too.
All right, well, what's the downside to breaking a promise?
Well, then you will, at some point, there is a premium to be paid for being that blatant of a liar when you go into free agency.
Just say we were, what you say is, because there's easy cover, we weren't lying.
Yeah, they were.
No, but you say we weren't lying, we didn't think you'd be that bad. We had no choice. That's the similarity to Rick Meyer.
They never offered, you're right, and they realized
we just can't start him because he can't throw a ball to a guy.
The Meyer thing you bring up is more important in a different way. But let me just say this: they never offered a caveat. They never offered a but. It was plain and simple.
You don't have to though.
But they said it's my year. Mom said I get to play today.
We changed our mind. You don't get to play today.
Okay.
And you have to empty the dishwasher.
They'll look awful. It's one thing to be stupid. The Bears have experience in that.
But you don't look awful if everyone knows they're making the right call.
Fine.
There's an objectivity to this.
It better be Mitch Trubisky, as my friend John Cass said this morning in the Tribune hallway.
That is so awesome.
Trubisky.
And unironically.
Yes.
Unironically.
I'm not sure. John can do things with a straight face. Trubisky, what are they doing here? So if they're going to make him the starter in game one, just for hypothetical purposes, he better be a 10-year guy so you don't have to go back into the free agent pool for a quarterback. You can break the promise. You can overpay for something. I'm not saying you can't. It's one thing to look stupid, but now you add lying on top of it. You're telling me credibility has nothing to do with Ryan Pace's job or John Fox's job?
Not really. Well, John, I think Fox is done. And ultimately, I don't think it matters if everybody agrees that Glennon's bad. The credibility issue isn't in your scouting. I think it's much more damaging to not be credible and insist that we're giving ourselves the best chance to win. You look dumber.
Yes.
Starting the wrong guy. You look smarter. At least, I mean, even those, that's the Rick Meyer thing. Oh, first round pick. He's going to have such value. He made the all rookie team. This is our guy. We finally got our guy. And they weren't three practices in before they were sweating because they knew he was brutal.
You bring up the point.
And they realized it.
The point about him, that even though he's a name from the past that a lot of people might not be familiar with or remember, the mental fragility is really where this thing seems to be headed.
The moment you hear, we want to not just hear build his confidence, but you see it in the play calling.
But not let competition happen.
Right. Yeah, that too.
Not let competition happen. So your point, the zeroing in on Rick Meyer, the most telling thing was it wasn't even studying.
I asked the question.
It was having the heart to play under that kind of spotlight, which is stunning for a Notre Dame quarterback.
I remember asking Wanstead, I said, what does it say about a quarterback that he needs his confidence built?
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting at? I said, what does it say about an NFL quarterback that right now you just traded for him and you have to build his confidence? Isn't that terrifying? No. You know, he just needs some success out there. You gotta build a rhythm.
Aren't the Bears doing the same thing with Glennon without saying that?
They kind of are saying it. They're saying it in the play calling.
They're saying it in the finding. Well, look at the improvement we had. Well, anything was going to be better than 0.0.
You're celebrating a very faint improvement and one awful pass.
Can I bring up something else that, as long as we're going back to the Wani era to find this, it might be that Trubisky is the kind of guy.
Don't say it because people are going to start saying it.
Okay.
It's going to be like McGowan.
I do have something about Josh McCown. Okay. Oh. So you have Trubisky having all reports. Rich Campbell will be on later. He'll back me up. But every report about him being in practice, it's uneven. Then in his first game, he was, you know, pick a name. He was Brady. He was Manny. He was Mr. 2-minute drill. And he was Mr. 12 play, 75-yard drive guy.
Spreading it around, okay. Moving his feet.
Right. Yep. So that there was, Wani had a guy he wouldn't play because he didn't practice well. And all he did was catch touchdowns and make big plays. And Marcus Robinson was that guy. Wani didn't like the way he practiced. None of the coaches thought he was giving everything. But when the lights came on, when it was a game, Marcus Robinson was terrific.
It was a jump ball guy, if you remember. Before it became fashionable.
He could high point it.
He was actually making catches on back shoulder throws that weren't intended to be back shoulder throws. Well, that's the difference.
Now we're getting back to Rick Meyer again. Actually, he was back. Rick Meyer was back dirt clump. He would throw divots. But the point about him that we're heading towards Mike Glennon not being meant to, it's hard to believe you could go through college and be in the pros, start sometime. Now, when you lose your, I mean, he lost his job, his starting job, among others, to Josh McGowan and Jameis Winston. And that can take its toll. But that also may explain that he's not, that there are questions. There's cracks in the mental wall that he needs that. I have to be guaranteed this. I have to be guaranteed I'm starting.
It's my year. Well, then it's going to be a bad year then.
Yes,
for the rest of us.
And that can only help. That's the White Sox philosophy.
Top of the hour, we are going to do In Other News. Just straight to all fields, some sports, some non-sports, a whole bunch of things that we will have for you. It's always fun when Rosenblum's here because I never know what angle he's going to take. We'll find out. You got the score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff throughout baseball season. Afternoons between 1 and 6 on the score.
I'm really exerting effort at about 80%. The ball doesn't come out any slower. It just feels like I'm a little bit more under control of my body and much more able to locate.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Goff. Keep listening for showtimes throughout the season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at BullandBranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BullandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BullandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BullandBranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
A few years ago, Range Rover pioneered a remarkable vehicle called the Range Rover Evoque. It continues to win the hearts of our customers everywhere. More recently, Land Rover introduced the all-new stunning and praiseworthy Discovery Sport. It's a Land Rover bestseller for good reasons. And today, now through August 30th, Land Rover Lake Bluff continues our most aggressive sales event of the year on these two exceptional vehicles. We call it our Two for the Road sales event. Take advantage of our most competitive offers on every 2017 Range Rover Evoque and Land Rover Discovery Sport at Land Rover Lake Bluff. Whether you buy or lease, our Two for the Road sales event promises to put you behind the wheel of a new 2017 Range Rover Evoque or Land Rover Discovery Sport. Land Rover Lake Bluff, Route 41, LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
As a small business owner, you know controlling costs is an important aspect of improving your bottom line. Consumers Energy is here to help you manage your energy use and lower the cost of running your business. With our wide variety of energy efficiency programs, including rebates for upgrading your facility, you have the power to take control of your energy use. Consumers Energy can help your business save today. Click Start Saving to find out more. Consumers Energy. Let's do business together.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What people have to understand is we practice. You know, we evaluate guys every day, and obviously we evaluate games too, but you know, we get a chance to meet with them every day, to watch them practice every day, in a controlled situation, and you know, I think he's responded very well. Not seeing the tape yet, you know, I think our protection broke down a couple times. I know he got hit pretty solidly a couple times. But all in all, I thought he did pretty well.
Yeah, the thing is, though, that the whole practice, we can all see these games.
That's code for he didn't suck like week one.
And that's scary for him
just
to feel
don't
that he's
stink.
Right. For him to feel that this is the whole idea of signing him was to be a floor guy. And if you're going to be...
And now you're wiping the floor with him.
If you're going to be a manager of a game, you can't throw horrible interceptions. He has two already. Two terrible interceptions.
One for each game. A pick six and a red zone.
I had two guns, one for each of you.
But the best part about what was even better than the pick six... was he stared down his receiver, he threw wobbly, and he threw off target.
Don't forget.
So he had the whole...
How about the long release, the long arm swing? It's one thing to bird dog a receiver.
Four and out.
Was it... Who wrote it? Did you write this? Find someone who looks at you the way Mike Glennon looks at his primary receiver.
That's what I put on the cover today of the Tribune, yes. And it's true. It's true, especially against Tyrann Mathieu. He's good. Maybe that didn't show up on Mike Glennon's tape.
He's nasty,
but
too.
He's good.
Yeah, man. You see him attacking the ball, too. Like, I mean, in every play he makes, it's like, okay, I got the guy stopped. Now let me try to rip the ball out of his hands while I'm at it. I mean, he's nasty.
I think you still have to take practice into consideration because the coaches do. And you have to wonder what kind of practice player Trubisky is, and that matters. And I don't think it's far-fetched to think that John Fox, for job security reasons, or to be a good company man, is sticking to what his general manager said, because even if Stonecutter's right, even if it's money will buy out, deodorize everything.
And success.
Who cares if you lie to him?
And being right.
It's important to Ryan Pace not to look like a liar. I guarantee you.
Okay.
I guarantee you it's important to him not to look like a liar. And he's praying that Mike Glennon doesn't stink against Sunday.
Here's the thing, though. If you're Glennon, if you're bad enough,
you don't know
you
bad.
Can't be mad. If he comes and says, hey, Mike, I know I said what I said. But I'm sorry. I have to unsay it. I meant it because I thought you were better. I was wrong.
These games don't even matter.
I know.
See, that's Glennon's response.
You're through the looking glass with some of this stuff.
Yes,
though, because he's not,
I thought it through okay. to the point where he's getting it, these games don't even matter. And then when you do that to start October right, after they're 0-4, but that was just September. We can go 12-0 with me now.
I've seen it before. This segment brought to you by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. Janesville, Wisconsin, and Chuck on the score.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Fine.
Just thought I'd, the whole situation reminds me of a few years back when the Seahawks grabbed Matt Flynn. And they paid him all kinds of money on like a 3-year deal, whatever it was. Then I believe it was the third or fourth even round they drafted Russell Wilson. Now the Bears have a huge investment in Mitch here. And the way I see it, the better man should play. I mean, I understand about the credibility and not being a liar when it comes to pace, but ultimately you should set the message that the right man's going to play. And if he's showing he's better and can win you games.
I'm with you. Chuck, I agree.
What makes you think the Bears can identify the better player?
I agree, Chuck. I think that players know, the league knows, fans know, and you will ultimately garner much more credibility and respect by being honest about what everybody's seeing, unless you're making up stuff in your proprietary practices that you're seeing on film, because you have to create evidence out of whole cloth mm-hmm. that makes you right.
You know what else is going to go wrong here, by the way? Because
where should I begin?
I'm going to keep piling on.
Have we started with the injuries yet?
Mike Glennon improved to averaging 4.9 yards of completion, okay?
The ball does not travel far in the air.
Ah, so why? And you know Glennon's the worst part of the offense, isn't he? Well, Kevin White probably is, right? But if you're a defensive coordinator and you're facing the – you're Dan Quinn, you're the Falcons, you go, okay, we may put 9 men in the box because Mike Glennon won't be able to throw the ball downfield. So now – Mike Glennon is hurting your running game because he can't make the defense respect the pass. If you thought Jordan Howard was going to be killed, and you did, we all knew it would happen, now you're going to have Tariq Cohen dying early. There's going to be 8-9 guys from the defense in the box daring Mike Glennon to be anything other than Mike Glennon. And unfortunately, he's still Mike Glennon.
What do you have for in other news, pray tell?
Stuff. I have stuff.
I have some outstanding police work. I don't really mean that. I mean what probably should be intuitive police work, but there were some thieves that I think these cops are on the right track with who they're looking for.
Okay, I actually kind of stuck to sports because people want me to stick to sports.
That's fine.
So I had a thing about story about. Why certain baseball players show certain numbers. I always think that's, I like that.
I've got also a thought on a celebrity death.
Well, you have your choice this weekend.
Yep. So I've got that for you, too. It is coming up on In Other News on the Score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff throughout baseball season. Afternoons between 1 and 6 on the Score.
I'm really exerting effort at about 80%. The ball doesn't come out any slower. It just feels like I'm a little bit more under control of my body and much more able to locate.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Goff. Keep listening for showtime throughout the season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
Progressive brings you Flowetry. With Flow.
Home and auto bundled saves you cash. The mash of the two together, smooth like leather. The two bundled together. Life is so sweet like an orange. Nothing rhymes with orange. I'm sorry.
Bundle home and auto and save with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The best-kept secret for luxury and ruggedness? Land Rover. The best-kept secret to obtain a Land Rover? Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Did you know, at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, you can now drive a new 2016 Discovery for only $35,974? And did you know, you'll also receive a 5-year, 100,000-mile factory warranty. Or lease a new 2017 Range Rover Evoque for only $389 a month. Only $389 for a 2017 Evoque. Isn't it time you discover the outstanding selection and offers at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago? Don't miss out. Visit Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorlofflandrover.com.
Discovery Service Loaner Stock Number L033058. Evoke Stock Number L03725. 36-month lease with $34.95 due at signing, plus tax, title, license, and doc fee with approved credit. No security deposit. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, lease a new 2017 Ford Focus for $179 per month for 36 months with 2019 due at signing. First month's payment due at signing, $0 security deposit. Taxes and fees extra, or get 0% APR for 72 months and $1,000 trade assistance.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and dock fees. All Ford rebates and incentives apply. Must qualify. 0% APR for 72 months equals $1,388 per $1,000 financed. See dealer for details. Offers expire 8/31/17.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
When you sat down with Jerry, when he did say Ozzy's burned some bridges.
Burned bridges? Wow. The only thing I can say, Jerry got a championship and Ozzy Guillen was the manager of the club. And I got stuck with him for the rest of his life.
Mully.